Carlos, how nice is it to see the top four in the order get going all in the same game?
Yeah, it's always good to see those guys performing and, you know, having good at-bats, getting results, driving the ball, getting big hits, taking walks. We haven't seen that in a while. But we know they're too good of a player and too good of a hitter. So, you know, at some point, this is going to turn, and it was good to see it today. You know, up and down, but especially, you know, those guys at the top. You know, they're special, you know, and when they get going, we're pretty dangerous, and we saw it today, and we need them.
Bill,
how good was it to see Pete hit his 250th home run?
Yeah, proud of him. Not an easy number there, you know, especially in that first inning, kind of setting the tone, you know, getting to, I think it was a fastball there. He's pretty good. He's, you know, we saw it yesterday, and we continue to see it today, and hopefully he takes it off from here now.
Can you talk about how strong your bullpen is? Because would you have let Senga in for a fifth inning if you didn't have a strong bullpen? You ended up, the deadline kind of helps you out.
Yeah, but, you know, with the way he was throwing the ball today, you know, regardless, I was going to be aggressive as long as I had guys available, you know. But then when you have a bullpen like that, you know, and they are available in the game, you know, you got to go for it, you know. So it was just one of those days that he didn't have it, and I was going to be aggressive.
Dan?
Carlos, what did you see from Senga today, and is it kind of a carryover from the last couple of outings for him?
Yeah, having a hard time feeling the strike zone, you know. Non-competitive pitches, a lot of three ball counts, walks, hit by pitch, and then he got behind in counts, like I said, you know, and then when he came in, they made him pay. So, yeah, he just got to stay on the attack, you know, be aggressive with all of his pitches, and he's not doing that right now. So we got to help him.
Physically, he's okay?
Yeah. After the second inning, I went down the tunnel to make sure that he was fine physically. So right now, everything is normal. Like, he feels fine, so.
Jerry?
Pete's hit the ball hard every at-bat since that homer last night. Do you feel like that homer unlocks something in him?
Maybe, you know, he's been working really hard. Until you go out there in real games and you get the feel for, like, all right, this is what it looks like, this is what it feels like, the balance, my contact point, you know, I got to a fastball, I was able to go the other way with it today, he was able to pull one. But just using the whole feel, I think, you know, every good hitter or every hitter will tell you that it's a feel thing. So, and right now, I think he's getting there.
Peter?
On Lindor's push bunt, just where did that play kind of come from? Is that his decision, or just what kind of talk us through that?
Safety squeeze? No. He's a ball player, you know. Instincts, you know, he's a situation where you got first and third against a lefty, and the second baseman's way up the middle. It's part of his game that he hasn't used much the past couple of years, but I'm glad he did it. You know, now teams are going to start honoring, and then before you know it, you got the corners infielders in. He opens up a hole, so he's capable of doing it from both sides, and today he executed perfectly.
Left.
Carlos, can you sense any extra frustration from Senga just after these last three or four outings? And he's obviously a very tough critic of his own pitching, and it's so different from what he was doing at the beginning of the year. Just how has he handled it as far as frustration goes?
Yeah, he wants to be better, obviously. You know, he's a competitor. But also we understand where he's at. You know, this is outing number 3-4 after he got hurt. You know, so we understand there's a process. It's going to take for guys take a lot longer. I'm not worried about it. We're not worried. But I'm pretty sure he's frustrated because he wants to go deep in games and he wants to perform. So, and he will. So, I'm not worried about him.